Tonight, a new production of The Search for Signs of Intelligent Life in the Universe opens off-Broadway. The one-woman show was originally made famous by Lily Tomlin, playing a variety of different characters. This time, it stars Saturday Night Live's Cecily Strong. Jeff London reports.
Back in 1985, Lily Tomlin made a splash on Broadway in the one-person play written by her now wife, Jane Wagner. She won a Tony Award and made a film version. In both, she played a cast of characters that includes Trudy, the homeless sage who claims she's in contact with aliens.
They're a kind of cosmic fact-finding committee. Amongst other projects, they've been searching all over for signs of intelligent life. It's a lot trickier than it sounds.
Now, Cecily Strong is playing the part her own way.
I have to be me in it, you know, because there's just too much else going on. If I'm trying to also play Lily Tomlin, forget it.
Yeah, see, they're kind of like a cosmic fact-finding committee. Amongst other projects, they've been searching all over for signs of intelligent life. It's a lot trickier than it sounds.
I think she's just doing a tremendous job. It's great fun to see.
That's Lily Tomlin, who with Jane Wagner is an executive producer of this revival at the Shed in Manhattan. They've been following on video from their home in California. When the Arts Complex asked Lee Silverman if there was a play she'd like to direct, she thought of The Search for Signs of Intelligent Life in the Universe.
There are stories that feel like they connect us after a time of such isolation. And I reread it and was blown away at how prescient Jane was, how relevant the play felt, how funny it still felt.
And when she watched a Saturday Night Live sketch with Cecily Strong playing Fox News host Judge Jeanine diving into a box of wine, she knew she'd found her star.
I did it my way.
And I was like, that's it. Like the searing political commentary, the unbelievable comedic chops, the total fearlessness.
Strong performs a series of sharply defined characters, and as the play goes on, the audience begins to discover the connections between these disparate people, all of whom are searching for something, from the homeless Trudy to a teenage performance artist to a woman trying different self-help seminars.
We are all being force-fed a lot of false hopes, Eileen. Yes! False hopes about romance, weight management, success, sex, life, you name it. False hopes.
Jane Wagner tailored the play for Lily Tomlin's shape-shifting talents.
I never thought of Lily having any problem doing different characters. To do stories within a bigger story seemed just naturally there in the way I was thinking. I wanted to do something about humanity.
Lily Tomlin feels the time is right to give the play over to another human.
I really wanted Jane's authorship to stand because so often I get thrown into the whole mix and they talk about collaborative and so on. And in truth, Jane is a solitary writer and that's it. She does write it all.
While writing and performing on Saturday Night Live, Cecily Strong met weekly with director Lee Silverman to go over the play. Then the two had an intense month-long rehearsal period.
I was eating, drinking, sleeping, breathing. Jane Wagner has been living in my head now, which is sort of a delightful thing.
I refuse to be intimidated by reality anymore. After all, what is reality anyway? Nothing but a collective hunch.
Jane Wagner's play ends by acknowledging the audience. Lee Silverman says that sentiment resonates more strongly in the midst of the pandemic.
She thanks the audience inside of the play. Like, what play does that? It's really generous. It's written from a very generous place.
For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.